That's Wild Bill Hickok! Hi, you neighbors. Strap on your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure with Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingles. Brought to you by Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the cereal with the fruit already in the package. Oh boy, raisins! And toasted bran flakes! Kellogg's Raisin Bran!
Today, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the cereal that comes out of the box with the fruit already in the package, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Mighty Dangerous Laughter. Hear that? That's a United Airlines DC-7 mainliner ready for takeoff. Now hear this. You can get a 3-inch plastic model of this DC-7 mainliner free, right inside packages of Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Golly, think how much fun it'll be to have a silvery model of America's fastest commercial transport plane. And you can make a swell hanger for your DC-7 right out of the box. So get your DC-7 mainliner model now, free, right inside special packages of Kellogg's Raisin Bran. In the Old West, a political campaign came close to being an all-out war. The winner of office was apt to be the man with the most guns on his side. But when United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles got caught in the middle of the race for mayor of Brownsville, it was Jingles who came up with a new weapon. In one of the wildest elections the West ever saw, the big deputy backed up his candidate with some mighty dangerous laughter.
Now, Bill, you gotta promise me something.
What's that, Jingles?
Just this. Now, we're going to Brownsville to see Mike O'Shea, and the only reason is that he's a friend of ours.
That's right. We haven't seen him for 2 years.
And he ain't sent for us.
Nope.
Then promise me we're not coming to Brownsville for a double-barreled mess of trouble you've been keeping a secret up till now.
I've told you, partner, it's just a friendly visit. You know, you're getting mighty skittish lately.
No, I ain't. I just crave a little quiet, Bill. That's all.
Now, what's the matter?
Well, you just tell me we're coming in for a nice little friendly visit with our old friend Mike O'Shea. And what do I see standing right square in the middle of the road leading down the main street?
A mean-looking Jasper with a rifle across his arm.
Exactly. In half a minute, I know what I'm going to hear that salamander say.
What's that, Jingles?
He's going to say, "All right, you two, hold up them horses." And we'll stop, and you'll say, "What's the idea, mister?" And he'll say, "This is as far as you go. If you don't want me to use this rifle, turn your horses and get." And we won't, and he will, and oh, it's just gonna be a ring-tailed mess.
You sure look on the black side, partner.
Yeah, you wait, you'll see.
All right, you two, hold up them horses.
Oh, Joker, there it is, there it is.
Ooh, but yahoo. What's the idea, mister?
This is as far as you go. If you don't want me to use this rifle, turn your horses and get.
Now it comes.
Mister, you've got the wrong pair. We're going into Brownsville to see a friend of ours. Now, stand aside.
You ain't going no place. Town's closed to strangers.
Who closed it?
Rick Basher. He runs it, and he closed it.
That so? Then maybe we'll drop in and see him, too. Now, one side, mister. Get along, Buckshot.
Now, you get it, you...
Bill! Oh! That rifle ain't no good to you. Bill, he's got a six gun.
No, you don't.
You ain't going into town,
sir. Yeah, I say we are.
Give it to him, Bill!
Get it, you mean?
No, mister, he said, give it!
That's the one, Bill. Well, look like he's had enough.
All right. Go on. Ride into town. You ain't doing nothing but riding to your own funeral.
We'll take that chance, mister. Come on, Jingles. I want to talk to Mike O'Shea. Steady, Buckshot.
Bill, this ain't no way to keep a promise.
Sorry, Jingles. Oh, one thing more, mister.
Yeah.
If I don't get to your boss, Rick Basher, before you do, tell him to look me up. Name's Hickok, and I won't be hard to find.
Bill, I ain't never run into anything like this before. Every doggone building on my side of this street is closed tight and boarded up. Everything on your side of the street, wide open.
Look at the signs on my side, and I think you'll get the answer, Jingle.
Signs? Yeah. Rick Basher Real Estate. Rick Basher Feed Store. Red Gopher Dance Hall and Cafe. Rick Basher Proprietor.
Looks like this is Basher's side of the street, doesn't it?
Yeah, and there's our friend Mike O'Shea's General Store on the other side.
Yep.
Which means we're caught right smack dab in the middle again.
I wouldn't be surprised.
There they are, Basher.
Bill, look, gunslicks.
All right, boys, cut them down.
Here it comes, Jingles.
There, Jenny. Here, I'll give you a hand with those groceries.
Thanks, Charlie. I'm loading up the chuck wagon for the fall roundup, and you know how those cowboys eat.
And it looks like they'll be eating mighty good with all the Kellogg's Raisin Bran you got for them.
Well, of course, Charlie. It's the boys' favorite breakfast cereal, and I know they'll want it out there on the range.
And take it from me, Jenny, when a cowpoke's working on the roundup, he's too busy to spend time rustling up fruit for his cereal, so Kellogg's Raisin Bran does it for him, because the fruit's right in the package.
And the boys really seem to appreciate that those raisins in Kellogg's Raisin Bran are something special.
Special is right. They're honeycomb coated. That's Kellogg's special way of keeping them plump and sweet. And do they taste wonderful with those crisp golden bran flakes with milk or cream?
Come to think of it, Kellogg's Raisin Bran is almost a complete breakfast all by itself. No wonder those cowboys like it so much.
Say, Wranglers, Jane's right. Cowboys love Kellogg's Raisin Bran for breakfast, and you will, too. Better be sure you have plenty of those crisp golden bran flakes with honeycomb-coated raisins every morning. And, partner, the best way to be sure is to ask Mom to get the cereal with the fruit right in the package, Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Bill and Jingles rode into Brownsville to discover that all the stores on one side of the street were closed and boarded up, while the other side was wide open. Signs on the open side bore the name of Rick Basher. Suddenly, Basher and his gun slicks appeared from the door of the Red Gopher Dance Hall and opened fire on Bill and Jingles.
Oh, there are too many of them, Bill!
Yeah, hunt cover across the street. Move, Bunchon!
Jeff, Joker, find me a hole to hide in!
Jingles are on the corner of O'Shea's store. Get on there, Buckshot.
In there, Joker, fast!
This is good crew, Buckshot.
That wasn't a fine welcome to Brownsville.
Yeah, Basher and his boys don't care much for company.
He's gonna care less for us if I ever get him away from that bunch of gunslingers of his.
Jingles, duck!
Sneaking sidewinder.
He's gone. Don't think he'll try that again.
No, but Basher'll send two to take his place if we don't do something.
You're right. Wonder where we can find Mike O'Shea.
Now, what makes you think Mike O'Shea's alive to be found? Looks to me like nobody's left but Basher and his pack of varmints. That means the climate in this town's going to be right unhealthy for us, Bill.
Maybe so, but we're at the back of O'Shea's store. Let's make a try to get in.
Well, I'd try knocking on the door. Or do you want me to knock it down?
Try the easy way first.
Oh, all right. Mike, you in there? I'm going to take a peek through the keyhole.
See anything, partner?
Uh-oh, I sure do.
What?
Another eye staring back at me. Mike, if that's your eye, open up and let us in. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles, Mike.
Guess he's in there all right.
Yeah. The way the door's barred up, he's expected to stay in there for the winter.
Oh, Wild Bill and Jingles. Now, if you two don't make a sight to bring tears to your mother's eyes.
Oh, now we ain't that bad.
Howdy, Mike. You all right?
Oh, yes, Clary B. But come on inside with you. And be quick.
All right, we're in.
Then I'll be barring the store up again.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I ain't so sure I want to get all nailed up in here. Suppose they took a notion to set fire to the place.
Never mind that now, Jingles. Mike, what's this all about?
Faith, and it's about the election, Bill.
What election?
The one that'll never be taking place, I'm thinking.
I don't get you, Mike.
Me neither.
Well, it's that simple, it is. The honest citizens of Brownsville are after being tired of the town being run by the likes of Rick Basher.
So?
So they set tomorrow to be election day for the purpose of choosing a mayor.
Who was nominated by this side of the street?
Me, poor miserable soul that I am.
What about the other side of the street, Mike?
Them? Basher says there'll be no election. And then Upson proclaims himself to be the mayor.
And he's making it stick by closing the town.
And by prating his gun slicks up and down the street.
That's about it.
How's the town divided, Mike?
Oh, about even, Stephen. But his guns make the difference.
Get rid of them and it ought to be a real hot election.
And that's just what it's going to be, Barton.
And how do you figure that?
Mike, you take a look across the street and see if Bash and his men have gone back in the dance hall.
Sure, Bill, I'll be taking that look right now.
Now, Bill Hickok, you're cooking up a mess of stew that's going to lead to gun smoke, or I'm 2 feet tall and puny.
Not if I can help it, partner. But we can't let Basher get away with buffaloing a whole town.
Here, Bill. Them Sparapines have taken themselves back inside. The street is clear.
Good. Now, all right, let us out of here, Mike.
Yeah, tear down that barricade. I don't like being shut up like this.
Well, just as you say, Bill.
Well, hadn't you ought to tell me what you're going to do before I get gun belt deep in it with you?
Sure, Jingle, sure. I'm going to gamble with a gambling man.
Meaning Basher?
Yep.
But, Bill, I ain't never seen you sit down to a card game before.
You won't this time either, partner.
All right, Bill, the door's open. Which ain't saying that I'm pleased to be seeing you go.
Wish us luck, Mike.
And that I do. Will you be coming back?
Now, don't never ask that question, Mike O'Shea. It's bad luck.
Faith, and then I'll swallow me words again.
Bar the door again and stay where you are, Mike. If this works, you'll hear from us soon enough. Come on, Jingles. Hold it here a minute, partner.
Yeah, let me think about this just a little bit.
No time for thinking now. Yeah, the street's clear.
You figured across the street?
Yeah. Now run for the corner of the Red Gopher Dance Hall and on back behind it.
I sure hope they don't see us.
If they do, it'll mean a gunfight. All right, be ready.
I'm ready.
And here we go.
Well, we made it.
Yeah, keep running.
Now, hold on, Bill Hickok. If I'm going to be led into that den of rattlesnakes by you, I'm going to get my breath first.
All right.
Woo-wee, that's the widest old street I ever did see.
Ready?
Well, what do we do next?
We've got to get into Basher's place through the back door or a window to surprise him. Now, come on.
Well, we'd better go in with our backs to a wall and all four hands filled with six guns.
We will. Around here now. Hey, we're in luck. A back door.
Yeah, and 40-gun happy varmints waiting for us on the inside.
Now, remember, we got to surprise him. All set?
Yeah, ready as I'll ever be.
Here we go.
Ain't seen us yet, Bill.
Over against this wall. Quick.
Now.
Yeah.
Stop the music, Professor! I said stop that music!
Basher, Hickok, and his deputy, and they got the drop on us.
That's right, mister.
Gun them down, you jugheads.
There ain't a man here fool enough to match guns with them two face to face, boss.
Yellow coyotes. Yeah, what are you laughing at, you big sack of meal?
Ah, you got a gun, Basher. What color runs up your spine?
You can't laugh at me, you big buffalo.
Well, that's a nice shot, Bill. He sure don't like to be laughed at, does he?
Leave that gun where it is, Basher. We don't want anybody to get hurt.
No, sirree. I should say not.
And what do you want here, Hickok?
I came to talk to you.
Then talk, badge toter. You're running out of talking time fast.
I understand you're a gambling man.
Sure. What about it?
I came here to give you a chance to prove it.
What's he getting at, Basher?
Shut up and we'll find out. Go on, Hickok. What's the bet?
The biggest gamble you ever made. Call off your gun slicks. Let the election go on tomorrow. Fair and square with you running against Mike O'Shea.
What? Have you gone loco? Hey, are you laughing at me again, big boy?
I sure am. Bill, he ain't no true gambler. He only bets on a cinch. He's as phony as a big windbag.
I guess you're right, Jingles.
Sure makes him look funny, don't it?
Shut up. All right. I'll show you. Hold your blasted election. Me and O'Shea will make our campaign speeches in the street this afternoon, and the voting will be tomorrow.
Good.
But you better keep that laughing hyena you call a deputy out of my way, or he ain't got long to laugh, or live neither.
The same goes for your hired guns, Basher.
Yeah, they answer to me. I'm making my speech at 2:00 out on the porch. Now get out of here.
All right, Basher, but remember, this will be an honest election, and Jingles and I'll be around to keep it that way.
I hear you. Get out.
Come on, Jingles, we'll go tell
I'll be a sick salamander. Boss, you ain't really gonna do it, are you?
Sure, I am, Tote.
A fair election? I ain't never heard you talk so loco.
That's right. A fair election with speeches and handshaking and everything. All fair and square right up to a point. Then there ain't gonna be no more O'Shea or Hickok or laughing lard barrels left. Laugh at me, will he? I'll show him. I'll show him all.
You know, I'll bet it'd be fun to have a circus barker tell us about Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. I can just see him with his checkered barker suit and his big circus megaphone shouting, "Hurry, hurry, hurry! Come taste the better never puffs of wheat sugar toasted and candy sweet. The one and only Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. Double charged with energy from wheat and sugar. Step right up, folks." Well, now, I'm no circus barker, but I do know Sugar Smacks are smacking good two ways. You eat them right out of the box for a snack, or you have them for breakfast in a big bowl with milk. Nothing to add, no siree. Those crisp, crackling puffs of wheat are already sugar toasted with a special added attraction, a genuine pure aluminum foil inner wrapper that keeps them fresh and crisp. So come on, ladies and gentlemen, for that big, big breakfast for those good, good snacks, have a box of Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. Well, now, I do know how smacking good those Kellogg's Sugar Smacks are, and I can tell you, you better ask Mom today for those better-never puffs of wheat, sugar-toasted and candy-sweet Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. They're smacking good. Rick Basher told Wild Bill he'd go along with an honest election. But the minute Bill left the Red Gopher Dance Hall, Basher sang a different tune. It was obvious that he was planning some dirty work somewhere in the campaign. Across the street, Mike O'Shea and his friends greeted Bill's news with high shout and higher hopes.
O'Shea! All right, men. Hold it now. Hold it. Let's be listening to what Wild Bill has to say. There'll be plenty of time for shouting when the speeches are made. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I want to warn you about Basher. He says he'll go along with a fair election, but he just might have an ace up his sleeve.
And that'd be like him, all right.
Well, just the same, we got to give him a chance to be square about it.
Yeah, what if he don't, Bill?
If he doesn't, I've got an idea how to keep him in line.
He's
always ruled this town with those hired gunslingers, so just keep an eye on them. First one that makes a move, you know what to do.
Oh, sure do.
Well, that's all. It's almost 2 o'clock. You better get out in the street to hear Basher's campaign speech.
Bill, you reckon there's an even chance that Basher will play it square?
Hard to say, Jingles. I hope he does, but if he doesn't, we've got to be ready for him. I'll keep an eye on Basher. You get out and stay close to Mike. All right, let's go.
Let's go.
Just about 2 o'clock, boss.
Yeah, Tote, yeah. Now, you men, listen to me. Now, here's the way this is going to work. There's going to be a crowd out there. You men spread out in the crowd. Pick out the leaders of the O'Shea outfit. One of you get by each one of them. Things are going against me, and I give the word, cut them down. Nobody's going to take this town away from me. All right, men, go out and pick your spots.
I sure hope you got this thing figured right, boss.
I ain't ever missed yet, Tote. Get Hickok spotted. They're waiting for my speech.
I got him right over here. Go on and talk.
All right now, gents. Quiet down and let's hear what our first candidate for mayor has to say. You got the floor, Mr. Basher.
Thank you, Jingles. Afternoon, gents. We all know why we're here, to elect a mayor. Brownsville needs a strong man to run this town like it should be run. And I believe I'm that man. I'm giving you a chance to elect me fair and square. No need to tell you what a mealy-mouthed gent my opponent is. He can tell you himself. Vote for me. That's all.
All right now. Mike O'Shea, it's your turn.
Hanky, And I'll be making it short, gents, because I know that's the way you'll be liking your speeches. When a long-brained jackass gets no votes in this election.
Now, wait a minute, O'Shea. Are you calling me a jackass?
Well, good heavens, no, Mr. Basher. According to your own statement, I'd be too mealy-mouthed to do that. Now, wouldn't I?
And you just watch yourself.
And come to think of it, your ears are a little too short.
Yeah, that's a good one, Mike.
You overloaded lard barrel. Are you laughing at me again?
Well, now, Basher, in a way, I reckon I was. Your ears are a little short for you to be a real good jackass.
I've had enough. All right, men, cut him down. Well, you jugheads, what's the matter?
Steady, man.
We ain't got a chance, Dasher. They got every one of us covered before we could move.
Hickok, you're behind this.
Watch it, Bill!
Now, don't move, Basher. Your time's run out. Now, all of O'Shea's men, take the guns away from Basher's gun slicks.
Hickok, double-crossing Starpack, are you? You said this election was going to be fair and square.
That's right, Basher. And it would have been if you'd let it.
Yeah, the next time somebody gives you a chance to be honest, you better play it that way.
All right, Jingles, take Basher and lock him up.
I sure will. What are we going to do about a mayor, Bill?
Only two men running, huh? Now Mike's left. Gents, I'm sorry to have to take one of your candidates to jail.
Well, that's all right, Marshal. Reckon you're doing us a big favor. Now we can get this election over with right now. All in favor of Mike O'Shea for mayor, yes!
Hey! Elected, yes, sir. Elected unanimous. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you, Jingles. And thank you, too, Wild Bill.
Better thank Jingles for that big laugh of his, Mike. Looks like that's the thing that got Basher's goat.
Yeah? And I'll live to get you for that, big boy. Nobody ever laughed at me like that before, and I ain't forgetting it.
Now, that's where you're wrong, Basher. It does you good to be laughed at once in a while. Look at me. People laugh at me all the time, and I have more fun than anybody.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy, do you remember a killer named Silk Travers?
You bet I do. Oh, he was a mean one.
Well, Wednesday, we're going to tell the story of how Wild Bill and Jingles tangled with Silk.
You won't want to miss this one, kids. It's called the 35 Caliber Killer.
So long.
See you Wednesday.
Hey, kids, when is every day Tuesday? Well, now, the answer is when you have Kellogg's Variety Pack to choose from on the breakfast table at your house. Why, there are 10 breakfast-sized packages, all your favorite Kellogg's cereals, including Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, that swell Kellogg's Raisin Bran, and those good Kellogg's Ready Sweetened cereals. And whichever one you choose, you get a fresh, crisp, personal portion of the Kellogg's cereal you like best. So make it Tuesday at your house real soon with Kellogg's Variety Pack. Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Jack Moyles, Hal Gerard, and Leo Curley. Our director was Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Wednesday, same time, same station, for another adventure of...
Wild Bill Hickok!